This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I used to try and do newscaster voices when I was younger. It was never any good.
Maybe you can try again.
All right, Sandy. That's all I have. Just all right, Sandy. Okay. I've never said your last name before because I always call you Generation DIY.
Yeah.
Is it Zhang?
Yeah, it is. Zhang. Oh, yeah, Z-H-A-N-G.
My last name starts with a Y. We would have been at the back of the line together.
Yeah. And like, did you ever have to take shots in school?
Dude, I've said no to so many shots because I just can't take it. Like, getting my blood taken.
I've never gotten my blood taken.
What do you mean?
Like, whenever I get shots, I faint. Like, straight up.
The same.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
And I tell them. I tell them before, and yeah. I go, hey, I'm going to faint. And yeah. the last lady I had, she was, like, this Russian older lady, and she was like, I'll slap you if you faint. And I was like, that's not how it works.
That's
not the right procedure in any way, shape, or form.
Whenever I tell my nurses or whatever, they're like, okay.
And then like, they just don't care.
No. Like, when I get shots and stuff, because, like, I have to get it done anyway. They're just
right.
Like, okay. Like, they're probably so used to it.
I know.
People being scared and stuff.
I'm such a wimp.
Me too.
I have to, like, lay down and have cookies on hand.
Yeah, they...
It's hilarious.
So, whenever I faint, they, like, I wake up and, like, there's, like, all these nurses around me and they have, like, apple juice
yeah.
and, like, food. And I'm like, oh, it's kind of nice. Oh.
It's kind of nice to be
yeah,
so fragile.
Like, pampered.
Oh,
have we started?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to start?
I don't know how my advice is going to be, but I guess we'll see.
I think good.
I don't know. I don't have that much life experience.
What do you mean?
I spend my whole day, like, just in my room editing. It's, like, really boring. I live my life through, like, Tanamojo.
I love that. If I had, like, 9 lives, I still wouldn't live as much life as Tanamojo.
Yeah, no.
It's a lot of life to live.
She's, like, already married, and she's my age.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She's already married. That's right.
Yeah. Well, married.
Yes. It was an interesting video.
Yeah. No, I still haven't seen it.
Oh.
I just, like,
see
it through, like, Twitter and stuff. I'm like, this is too much to keep up with.
It's a lot.
I know.
Okay. Let's begin.
Okay.
Welcome to another episode of Just a Tip, an advice podcast that's equally about its tangents as it is about its tips. I'm your host, Megan Batune, and today in the studio with us, we got Jennifer Zhang.
Hello.
Hello, she's here.
Yes.
She's here, not in her room editing.
I know, for once.
Huge.
I'm outside, guys.
You guys may know Jennifer from her DIY and lifestyle YouTube channel called Generation DIY or her latest single, Talking Loud, but after a quick internet stalk, we found out that your weakness is boys with good grammar.
Wait, where
true?
Did you find that?
Who knows? Somewhere in the ether.
I feel like maybe I tweeted that once, like a long time ago.
Have things changed?
No.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Have you ever had someone ask you out but had the wrong tense of your?
Yes, and I'm like, sorry, gotta go.
Like, cannot block.
No.
Block yeah. and burn my phone.
Yeah, please leave.
I remember, like it was so interesting one time, because I do calligraphy, mm-hmm. and one time one guy was trying to, like, be on my page and also do something like hand lettering, which was, like, very cute, but then the thing he wrote had Y-O-U-R mm-hmm. instead of the right tense of your. And I was like, that's not a mistake, because, like, your hand doodling
yeah.
it. That's, like, very intentional.
Absolutely not. Or, like... Like, they, like, there, Yeah. Or you're, I'm like, it's not that hard.
It truly isn't that hard.
Yeah.
If you want to date me,
yeah,
learn something.
I know.
What, speaking of texting and getting asked out, what would be the perfect message to ask you out? Like, what's a perfect text or DM or reply to your story?
You know, I haven't gotten that many, so I wouldn't know what I would like.
What would you want? Like, what? Here's the thing. On the way here, bad thing for me to say right now, but I was driving and on Instagram.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Oh. I'm going to call 911 right now.
Yeah, call them now. Arrest me.
Yeah.
I would actually probably need a good prison cell to, like, have a good schedule and, like, be focused on something.
Me.
I would get so much work done in jail.
Oh, honestly, me too.
Six-pack abs coming at you hot. So, on Instagram, do you follow the Overheard accounts, like Overheard Bumble, Overheard University, Overheard LA?
I don't, but, like, all my friends do, and I get fed the info.
You get sent the best ones. So on Overheard University, there is one that said, next class, we're going to discuss whether putting emojis in a text is going to heighten your success for securing a date.
Oh.
How do you feel about emojis in pursuing you?
Like, I think if they're used, you know, intentionally with conviction... I'll take
it. Emoji having conviction.
like what throws me off on dating apps is like when they're like the like water emoji and like the 100, like the like gains. I'm like,
wait,
sorry, gotta go.
Water?
You know, like the drip, like
the
droplets.
Why are they saying that to you?
I just like, I don't know. Like, guys are weird.
I haven't been on a dating app in a long time. I went on a dating app once, not once, but like after a while. And then someone screenshotted my account and then put it on Twitter. And I was like, oh, I have no privacy anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I can't date.
I'm not like, my viewers are like younger. So I doubt they'd like find me.
Right.
But also, yeah, I just overall think I'm not cool enough for people to like want to post on Twitter anyway.
Oh my god, that is very ridiculous.
Like, genuinely, I just like sit in my room and like, hey guys, I went thrifting, bye. Like, that's my videos.
That's your whole video. I do want to ask a million questions about your videos in the last half, but first we start with a game. People know you from your videos, but we want to know you a little bit more. So here is a game called Bursaverse. It's one round of rapid fire questions, and I will say them all, and you will also say answers. Whenever I yell stop to something, you either have to explain, elaborate, or tell the full story of what's going on.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Wait, I'm confused.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question, and you just have to say the first answer.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Got it.
I do love that, though. Don't take that
out.
Sorry. That is so cute.
I was like, ready. No.
For what? Yeah, for anything.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. What was your first job?
I was a piano teacher.
Cool.
Yeah.
What was your first cell phone?
Oh, my God. Like a Samsung brick phone. I don't know which one it was.
Yeah. First pet.
I never had one.
First kiss location.
In New York. Undisclosed.
First major purchase.
Final Cut Pro?
Yeah, that'll be major. First choice in a karaoke book.
Oh. Breaking Free from High School Musical.
Oh, I love that. First internet screen name.
The Jennifer Zhang.
Oh, that's a cool one for your first one.
Like, the Jennifer Zhang. Yeah.
All caps. First thing you think when someone doesn't answer the phone.
Like when I call them?
Yeah.
Block. I don't call them. Anyone anymore.
So millennial. First celebrity crush.
Oh my gosh. It was this kid, like, Leo, what's his name? Leo Howard? Is that his name? It was this kid from, like, this Disney Channel series.
Oh, love it. First concert.
Avril Lavigne.
First scar.
Oh, I got chased down by a dog as a kid, so I like had to like jump down 10 flights of stairs, or not flights, 10 like, what are they called? Like stairs and
just 10 stairs. Okay, we're definitely gonna stop because I need to hear all of this.
Okay, so I'm like kind of scared of dogs.
Well, I would be too after 10 and stairs like, and a big ass bite.
Yeah, so it was like a really big dog, and I'm not really sure what kind of dog it was. Maybe it was like a German Shepherd, or like something friendly. I don't know. But
didn't seem very friendly.
I think I was just like, because I was like a wee little girl, you know, and I just saw this dog like running after me, and I was like on the top, I was like on a porch, and it was my neighbor's dog. And I was holding, like, dumplings or something, because I was...
Love that.
We were, like, we made dumplings, and we were, like, let's, like, give some to our neighbors,
how
right?
cute!
I know, it is cute. So then, like, this dog comes out, and I'm like, I gotta go. So then I like, jump off of the porch.
Oh, my God.
Like, the entire flight of stairs. And then my...
Jeez!
Like, entire like ankle shin area was like bleeding, but I did not even feel it because I was like running on adrenaline.
Oh my god!
I also just like left the plate of dumplings scattered.
What if you had like scaled the stairs and ran fast as hell, but you're still like having the dumplings perfectly intact?
They're gone. And so I just like ran back home. And then when I got back home, I was like, oh, I'm bleeding like a lot.
Oh my god! Is that your biggest scar physically?
No, I have another one. So, well, that one's, I don't know if I should tell that one.
Oh, but
that
no, one, now that one I want to know.
Okay, I'll tell it.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Change every detail. Just make
some. Yeah, I'll change the person. I'll change the person.
Okay, good.
But anyway, back to my scar. I don't think it lasted that long because I was like 8 and like your skin, like, you know, it revives itself
pretty
often
skin.
When you're that age, so. It's not here
now
anymore.
Now, how about that arm scar?
So, okay, probably shouldn't say who it is, but this person, well.
What did they do? Oh my God, like, I am on the edge of my seat.
So, I don't know if I should say this.
Okay, fine, don't.
Basically, I have like, I had like puncture wounds from fingernails.
Oh, wow. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah. But it's not like, no, it's not that bad. It's like siblings.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I did that. How many siblings do you have?
I have 2 other siblings.
Oh, are they both older or younger?
I have a younger brother and then older sister. So you can probably guess who it was.
I've done the craziest things to my sister. I remember one time I walked into her room and she had like a bunch of stuff on her dresser, and she's like one of those long, long dressers. And I walked in, I don't know why I was so mad at her, but I put my arms just like straight and I put them down and scraped everything off onto the floor and just ran back into my room like nothing happened.
For what reason?
Just, you know, Thursday. It was just like something to do.
Yeah.
I took her favorite DVD and I scratched it on the it was so weird because like why did I do this? I could have done something else. I took her favorite DVD. It was Matilda. And I took it.
I love Matilda.
It's the best movie.
Yeah.
And if you ever show someone now that has not seen Matilda as a kid, they're like, this is weird.
It is.
And I mean, honestly, it is.
It is. It is really
but it's
weird.
Such a good movie.
It was like
so
my
quotable.
Favorite. But it's so, it's like so creepy.
It's a very weird movie. Like,
yeah.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I scraped it on the bathroom tile and then I stuck it under the bath mat so she would never see it.
Oh my God.
And like opportunity for water damage.
Yeah.
Like I really went in.
She must have done something to you.
I just don't think she was very nice to me. I think that was the general kind of
that's just what
issue.
Siblings are like.
I know. God. Okay, back to the game. First thing you do when you like someone.
And don't talk to them.
That's so funny. So many people have said that.
I just like run. I'm like, bye, gotta go. It's bad.
Always on the go. First show you binge watched.
Vampire Diaries?
Ooh. First excuse you make when trying to cancel plans.
I'm editing.
It's a good excuse. And lastly, first time you cried in public.
Oh. Probably as a toddler. I mean, when you're a kid.
You're like, oh,
recently I cried at a Taco Bell.
Love this.
This was like last week.
What, were they out of something?
No. I don't think I'm that dramatic. It was just like a dramatic conversation. Like
at a Taco Bell?
Yeah. Like I didn't expect, I thought we were just like getting Taco Bell. Actually, I've still never had Taco Bell. I didn't get food there.
Because you
we were just there. And then like some information was revealed to me that was really serious. And I was like, I'm crying right now.
Wait, so did you go to Taco Bell with the intention of eating it? Or that was just like the location?
So we had gotten poke bowls, but like there was no seating there. So we went to the Taco Bell.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then we had to like buy something because it's rude to just like.
Would you get the nachos?
Mm. I have no idea what you got. It was like a burrito or what do they have?
Tacos.
Taco. Maybe a taco.
Oh man, that's happened to me before too. I got broken up without a new mommy. Yeah, it was bad. Like after we had ordered. My thing is like if you knew you were going to break up with me, which he did.
Yeah.
Then don't go to a new mommy with me.
Yeah, because then you have to like eat. Did you guys like eat together afterwards?
No, we ordered the food and it was like as soon as the fries were dropped is when he broke up with me.
Wait, 1 second. I got a burp. Sorry. I'm back.
She's back and better than ever, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, continue.
He did that. And I was like, he asked if we should drive together or separate. And I was like, let's just go together. But he knew that he was going to break up with me. So he was probably like, meet me there so we don't have to drive back together. It was the only time that I was like, I had my tact intact. I was very calm and I was just like, okay. And then, I wasn't like crying or anything. Yeah. And then, but afterwards, he dropped me off and I was like, life sucks. Yeah, this is horrible. But like during it, I've gotten that feedback a lot after breakups. It's like I turn into very business mode.
Mm.
Do you ever get that when you're like, when you have controversy or adversity around you, who do you turn into? Like, are you calm and collected or are you like angry or are you motor mouth? Are you paralyzed? Like, what's your conflict style?
I don't deal with conflict. Well, so I hate like confronting people.
Yeah.
Like I absolutely not. Like I kind of just shut down. So if people are arguing, I just like stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm in an argument, I just won't. I'm like, silent. So I guess when I'm dealing with stressful situations, like inside my mind, I'm like what is going on? Like, but I'll just like distract myself. I'm very good at like compartmentalizing.
Yeah.
But like too good. Honestly, like all my emotional trauma is like shoved down somewhere deep inside of me.
Yeah.
I feel like one day it's just going to explode and I'm going to cry for like 2 years straight.
2 years? One time someone told me I was a ticking time bomb.
Oh.
I was like, that's cute.
That's a nice, that's like a cute way of saying.
I'm going to lose it one day.
Yeah.
I was like, I've never had this little pet name before. Thank you.
A ticking time bomb. That's right? Kind of cute, actually.
A ticking time bomb. My friend the other day was walking me through one of those acronyms of like how to have conflict because I have to like talk to someone that I am in relationship with.
Yeah.
And it was called Dear Man. And it's like, describe the problem, explain it, ask for what you need, whatever. And then at the very end, the A stands for act or appear confident. Mm. And I'm like, that's so good because whenever I'm in conflict, I either shut down or, I mean, like now with all the therapy, it's like it helps to be very calm.
Mm-hmm.
But like calm is different than confident. So like asking for what you need. And even if I feel, even if inside my mind is like yours, when in that moment it's like outside, I could be like, okay, well, how do we work through this together?
Mm-hmm.
How can we be on the same team versus you versus me? How is it us versus the problem?
I'm getting very good advice right now.
Oh, cool.
Yay. It's like I'm the listener and I'm getting advice. This is great.
Speaking of the listener, let's take their question. They write, the title is Unsure and In Like.
Hi, Megan. So I am an 11th grader and I have a bit of a situation with one of my guy friends. I know, kind of stereotypical. He's 2 years younger than me, but is already in college doing math and science classes. He hates, or used to hate, the idea of liking someone and or loving someone more than just a friend, but lately he seems to be showing some sort of sympathy towards me. Like he started hugging me, hanging out with me more often, and making several points to brush my hand as we took walks together. I've liked him for about 3 years, and I've been scared to tell him how I feel because I knew he could take it in the wrong way. Should I tell him? And if I do, how should I do it? Thanks, from unsure and in like.
Wait, 3 years?
That's she's liked him for 3 years?
3 years. Yeah, she's liked him for about 3 years and was scared to tell him.
Wait, so she said that he was younger than her?
She's in 11th grade and he's 2 years younger than her.
Okay, but he's taking like college classes and stuff.
Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know, like AP?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's dive in.
That's so cute and wholesome.
I love it.
I know.
But brushing the hand.
I know.
Is, ooh. When someone brushes my hand and like doesn't say sorry, it's like, oh my God.
Was it intentional?
And then even if it wasn't, you're not sorry.
Yeah.
Like, that's great. I've stopped saying sorry for small things like
yeah.
that. I used to apologize to my furniture if I ran into it.
Oh, I have to because I'm Canadian.
I have to. Oh, right. You got to hear the long O. Sorry. Is that a long O?
So I'm from Vancouver, so I don't have that accent. If you're from the east side, though, it's like heavy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, house.
Right.
Like, took. All the things.
Zatook? The beanie? A toque. Whatever. We get it. I'm from Florida. Anyway, this girl needs help, and here we are to help. Okay, so she likes him for 3 years, and mm-hmm. he's starting to come around. It seems like it.
Yeah.
What would you do in a situation like this if you were to, like, to put feelers out for this person that you've liked for a long time?
Yeah.
And maybe they might start liking you? You don't know.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea to, like, have your friends gauge whether or not there's feelings there. Because, like, when you're in it, you feel like everything's a sign. You're like, oh, he looked at me.
Yeah.
He's in love with me. I do this all the time. Can you tell? So, like, if you hang out in a group with your friends, like, invite your friends.
Yeah.
Just be like, see if, like, you see anything out of the ordinary or if it's all in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is such good advice. That happened. Here's what you know about your friends. If they do that without you asking, they're a good friend.
True.
That's happened a few times. And I'm like, you're my ride or die.
Yeah.
Like, you're checking this out because you know I like this guy.
You a real one.
You a real one. Okay, so that's good. Having the friends check it out. Mm-hmm. Other than that, if he just started hugging you all of a sudden, that's a thing.
That is a big thing.
That's a big thing. Maybe see how long you can make the hug. Is that weird?
Oh.
One time someone gave me like a 10-second hug and like we both didn't let go.
That's a lengthy hug.
I know.
But like,
nothing happened there.
Oh.
Sad.
Oh. Oh. Boo.
It's a very much boo. Okay, but also replying to Instagram stories is easy to do. And maybe you can like have some banter there.
Yeah. Just like start up a little. I feel like guys are so easily, well, maybe we shouldn't bash on guys. But I was going to say, like, I feel like guys are so easily, like, swayed, like, emotion-wise. They're like, oh, yeah, I could like this girl. Like, I feel like if someone likes them, they're like, okay, cool.
Honestly, yeah. I remember when I was, like, in middle school, and I would hear that someone would like me. And then but it's the same thing. It's like, you never really thought about it before. And like, oh, Ryan likes me now? Huh. I guess I could like Ryan.
Yeah.
It's almost like
me
now
too.
It's
on I'm like, oh, wait. I kind of like that they like me.
Right.
Yeah.
That is nice that of people liking you.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling. Should she tell this guy or no?
I don't know. I feel like, see, if it were me, I would never do it.
I would never. Maybe she doesn't need to tell him.
Yeah.
But maybe she needs to start giving hints.
Yeah.
So let's give her 3 hints of like things that she can do to get this guy to like know that where she's at. Mm-hmm. Because in my experience, not to bash men, boys, we'll call them boys. Because
men
have probably figured it out by
now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But boys are really aloof.
Mm-hmm.
Even some men that I've dated. But like, they don't get it. They don't get hints. You have to like almost like bash them over the head with information.
Yeah, guys, boys are like, man, they're so oblivious. They're like, oh, you liked me for 5 years?
Yeah, you couldn't tell. I was there for you for everything.
Yeah, they're like, I thought you were just being nice.
Right. Okay, so let's think of 3 together that we can give her.
Hmm.
What's like ways to do?
Ways to like hint to him
that she's in. Okay, what about this? This is something I heard, I think, years ago when I was like 18 from my best friend back home in the gay community. If mm-hmm. you hold eyes for longer than 3 seconds, oh. that means you're in.
Oh.
So maybe that.
Yeah.
Eye contact, like.
Eye contact is a
I'm
big thing.
I'm going to hold 3 seconds with you. One. Two, see, already it's a lot. Your eyes.
I'm like.
She's crawling back. She's Homer Simpsoning out of the studio.
I am so bad with eye contact with people that I like. I'm like.
Yeah, no, same. I barely look. So, I know. Yeah, I think 3 seconds of eye contact
That's
is
bold.
That is bold. Yeah. Is looking someone into their eyes.
You see into their soul.
You really do. Okay, so 3 seconds of eye contact.
And brush his hand right back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, see what happens. And don't apologize.
Yeah, don't apologize. As like a blanket statement. Stop apologizing for everything, women. Yeah. I think we're fine.
Yeah.
I think we can do the things we do without always having to be accountable in a bad way.
I know.
We can do it. Here's one that I think is good, too, is if he makes a joke, laugh and touch his arm.
Oh.
That's always a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, touch it. If you guys are sitting, then, like, touch his knee.
Yeah.
One time I had a guy, I was at a bar. He, like, was playing with my shoelace. I was like, that's weird, but cute.
Kind of cute.
Yeah. Like, why?
Like, how did he reach down there? He was like down really here the whole time.
He was a really short date. No, I had like my ankle on top of my, like a figure four yoga stretch.
And it was like on the floor and he's just talking to you.
This is so cute. Great. She wrote me a note, which is if it gets too warm. This is adorable. Are you too warm?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Are you?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
All right. What's your most ideal temperature?
I like it slightly warmer than regular people.
Really?
Like, I don't know what the room temp, like.
72, I think, is room temperature.
Okay, so that's like 20 degrees Celsius. So maybe like 21, 22. So maybe like.
Like
75. 74?
Yeah. Okay, great. It's just good to know.
I don't know.
We don't need to include that in this, but just wanted to know. Okay, I think we gave her 3 good tips.
Yeah.
Just to recap, 3 seconds of eye contact, mm-hmm. brush his hand back, don't apologize,
yeah.
and laugh and touch.
Yeah.
Cute.
That's some pretty solid advice.
I want to do that today.
I should take that advice.
I should take that advice. I don't go on dates. I don't go anywhere with anyone that's worth like dating. Oh my god, that sounds terrible. And like I go out with my best friends,
yeah.
and either they're men or women, but I'm not attracted to any of them in that mm-hmm. way. So I don't have the opportunity to do this with anybody.
Wait, what do you mean you don't have dates?
Like I don't go on dates.
But like, how do you like?
Like I don't anymore. Maybe it's because like I think I'm in like a little spell where I just don't see anybody.
Okay.
Also, when I start dating people, we go on like 3 dates,
yeah.
like real dates with a concert or like dinner or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then we just are in a weird relationship
okay.
without being. This is what my friend yesterday was telling me about. We had to like DTR define the relationship, and it's like I'm asking for a bunch of like girlfriend things.
Yeah.
But I'm not dating him, so I can't ask for that, and I'm getting mad at him because he can't meet me where I want him.
Yeah. It's
but
that
we're
weird
not
phase.
Dating.
Yeah. It's like that Ariana song, Boyfriend.
You're my boyfriend.
She's like,
yeah.
We're not dating, but like we are.
And you can't see anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah.
Shout out Ariana.
Shout out. Dude, I've loved her from the jump.
Me too.
She's great.
Honeymoon Avenue.
Oh
is
my God.
Jam.
One of the best albums ever.
Yes.
That and Justin Bieber's Purpose.
I love Purpose.
It's a really good album. The other day, I had to get my hair and makeup done for something, and we were all talking about what like 5 albums would we never want to have not in the world.
Yeah.
A better way of saying that is like, what 5 albums could we listen to for the rest of our lives? What are yours?
Okay. I love Dua Lipa's album.
Ooh.
I love Dua Lipa.
Never heard the whole album. Okay.
For
the rest of your life, when you're 80 also.
Yeah, I love that album.
Not saying that you can't, but.
Dangerous Woman.
Ooh.
maybe purpose.
Yeah, it's so good.
So good.
I'm listening to that today. It has like such a nostalgic feel for me.
It does.
Do you ever listen to music and you're like, this was a better time? And you like listen to it and you're like, oh, life was so simple back then.
Yeah, that's like in high school. High school, I feel like, okay, high school in America versus Canada is so different.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, in what way? You guys have bagged milk. Just in general.
No. That's what makes high school different.
Well, we had bagged milk in high school, like little tiny squares. But you guys have like a big bag and you have to put it in
a
jug.
I've never
What do you
had
mean?
That before.
What? That's like, right? That's a Canada staple.
No, it's not.
What?
I have never seen bagged milk.
Are you guys joking me?
Where have you been?
In my face right now?
In Canada.
Toronto and Vancouver and the other one.
What? The other one?
What's the other main one?
Like Montreal?
Montreal, the one where they're mean to me.
It's, yeah, people in Montreal are different.
Wait, there's bagged, Canada's about bagged milk.
No.
Everyone listening, tweet us right now who you think is right. Because
I live there.
I trust you, but I've seen it.
Okay, maybe it's like an East Coast thing.
Maybe.
It's a middle of the country Canadian thing.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Also where like nobody lives. Like there's nobody in the
really?
Middle.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
You're right.
Back
Moving
to
on.
The high school.
Okay, how are they different?
So I always watched American movies growing up, like high school movies and stuff, and there's like cliques and like everyone's mean to each other and like you get shoved in lockers and stuff. So that's what I thought high school was going to be like. But everyone's chill.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like.
Oh.
I had an enjoyable high school experience. I feel like everyone over here hated high school.
It does feel like that in America.
Yeah.
I didn't. I was talking. It's so funny. I was talking with my assistant yesterday and we were both like, she had said something that was so funny to me because I had always thought this, but I never I've never thought of it like this, but she was like, when I was in high school, I just thought people in high school didn't have parties because she wasn't being invited to them. And I was like, no, same.
Oh, I wasn't like, invited.
I was like, no one. Yeah, my high school just doesn't have parties. But like my legit sister, 1 year older than me, is going to parties. It was funny. I like told her, I was like, the only reason I knew that my high school had parties is because my boyfriend was cheating on me at them. Sad. Took a turn.
Oh, no.
I know. But so everyone was nice to you in your high school. That's so wholesome.
Yeah. Well, maybe also because I kept, like, a super low profile. Like, I just, like, stuck with my little group of friends. Like, I didn't talk to the cool kids who were, like, kind of mean, but.
Yeah, why do cool kids have to be mean?
I don't know.
Yeah. Ugh. If you could say one thing to all the cool kids that were mean to you. Oh, wait, you said this you made a video recently, and you had mentioned that people were playing your YouTube videos, like,
yes.
in front of you?
Yeah.
Weird.
And, teachers would do it, too.
Wait, oh, but were they like, oh, this is so cool?
See, I don't really remember the context, because I kind of just was like, goodbye, world.
I don't know what I would have done.
I was just really embarrassed, because, like, back in that day, the YouTube personality... I feel like my personality in real life was so different from my on-camera personality. Just because that era was, like, Bethany Moda, like, perfect. Like, hey, guys, what's up? Like, here's my pink room. Like,
yeah,
all that kind of stuff. So it was also a weird dichotomy between my real life self and my videos. So when they played it, it was like, that's not me. Like,
Right. Oh, that's so fascinating.
Yeah.
When do you think you shifted into more of like who you are now? That's kind of like melding the two. Because I went through the same thing.
Yeah.
I would love to dish on this.
It was probably like 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember why. I think it was because like people were starting to be more real in their videos.
It was refreshing.
Yeah.
I remember, I mean, like, the people that I started watching YouTube, I think, in, like, 2009 or 10 or 11. Like, pretty late in the game, I think.
And wait,
I think
that was late?
For me. When did you start?
Maybe even later. Maybe, like, 2012?
Oh, okay.
Because here's the thing. Like, I didn't have Wi-Fi until, like, 2012.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, because, like, dial-up situation? Like,
on
the
like,
phone?
It was, like, you like plug the Ethernet into the computer, but like we didn't have Wi-Fi in the house.
Yeah. I've heard of that before.
Okay,
but
So I'm not crazy.
You're not crazy. You're doing well with Wi-Fi now. You're all good. But I remember when I started watching YouTube, it was kind of popular to be really awkward and like to not know things.
Yes.
So when I started making videos, I'm like generally clumsy already, but mm-hmm. then like I put it on for the camera. So I'd like pretend like I didn't know how to do something just to make it funnier. Mm-hmm. And then it took me a while. Also, like my voice changed. I don't know if that happened.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Was yours puberty or was yours like dropping into who you are?
I think like part of it was puberty. Because I when I started, I was 15.
Yeah.
So when I go back and watch my first video, I'm like an octave higher.
Totally.
And I feel like it's partly because I was like, hey, like I can still do that voice.
Hey, guys.
Like, hey, guys, it's Jennifer, and welcome back to my channel.
Oh, that's a good ASMR voice.
Thanks.
I remember finally feeling like I was myself on camera, and it took, I think, mm-hmm. 4 years of watching myself every week and like hating this and why did I make that joke or like that.
Ugh. Yeah.
It was like I was trying so hard. I was wearing so much makeup because I thought I wasn't funny enough. It was really, really intense. I'm so happy now.
It's such a different climate now. Like of being real and I don't know, I think people appreciate personality more than like aesthetics nowadays.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's another thing because like I'm on a different side of DIY than you are. So like I do like house stuff all the mm-hmm. time, like building, like woodworking and stuff. So like I'm not really in your world. So in your world, there's so many, I guess, like different people that do like some like clothing videos or DIYs. Hold on. Is he allergic?
He won't stop sneezing, so I'm just going to take him away from the mic.
So cute.
You just hear him in the corner.
We've done such a good job of, like, just keeping it going.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are very aesthetic-based, and even your videos are, like, very well-lit. So mm-hmm. do you ever feel like you have to compare yourself to other people in your field or, like, in your sector of YouTube?
Yeah, I'm really bad with that because I compare myself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like my channel is in a weird place where it's, like, I don't really know what demographic it is because not a lot of people are doing DIY stuff anymore. And mine's not solely tutorial-based anymore.
Sure.
It's more, like, personality-driven. And I don't really know what channels to compare that to. Mm-hmm. So I guess that is good. But also, I'm like, I don't know what kind of videos I want to do.
Yeah. How does, when you're trying to ideate videos, this is a better question. You know what? I want to get into this so much more. So we should take a quick break.
Okay.
This might be a weird place to take a break. But we'll do it anyway because we're women and we don't have to apologize for things.
Yes, not sorry about the break, guys.
Not sorry about this break. We'll be right back after Jennifer gives us a little bit of advice you can find at Just a Tip Podcast on Instagram. And that's when we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. So we mentioned briefly before the break about comparing yourself to other creators, but what do you do in that situation? Or even when you're scrolling on Instagram, how do you not size yourself up to other people? Or even if you do,
I do.
Same. Even if you do, what do you do to not spiral? Oh my God, the microphone just attacked you.
I was gonna say sorry, but we're not apologizing anymore.
That is right. I'm so glad that we're, taking
our own advice.
Right. So, yeah. So, say we're scrolling on Instagram. Yeah. It happens. Sometimes, yeah. like, on YouTube, like, I had to stop watching some people before I would film my own videos mm-hmm. because it would really get in my head.
Yeah.
So, what do you do when you start to compare and start to spiral thinking, like, you're not as good as the other people?
I kind of just focus on what I can do because some things are just not in my control. I feel like I'm very good at calming myself down and just thinking logically.
Oh.
And just being like,
what's that like?
You're like, give me some advice. Like I'm a huge realist. So I'm like, you know what? Things happen. I can't control that this person gets like way more views than me. And all I can do is work harder for myself. And I think like a lot of people like to blame the algorithm, but I'm like, you know what? I can't do that. Like there's things that I can do. Look at like, he's like killing it. There must be something that he's doing right. Well,
okay.
Maybe he's not the best example, but like, let's say like,
Snake Hall. Yeah.
Let's say Snake Hall is like killing it with like 5 million views each video. So like the algorithm is helping him out. There must be things that I can learn from him. Not everything. Mm-hmm. But so there's definitely a way for me to get to that point. It's just like, what do I have to do to get there? Instead of me just being like, oh my God, like my life sucks. I'm not getting views. Like I like to change it into a positive challenge for me.
Right. So if you'll see somebody like some, even if someone's like photo is really nice on Instagram, you're like, oh, she's pretty or like she's on vacation or something.
Yeah.
How do you talk yourself out of something like that? Like a realist?
So I guess like when I was younger and also when you're in that age, it's really hard to get yourself out of comparing yourself to like people who you think are really pretty and just feeling like you're a toad. But I think as I've gotten older, it's been easier to just be like, I don't know many people who think like this, or maybe I'm just trying to be unique.
Can't wait.
But basically, I'm like, you know what? Take Madison Beer, for example. Uh-huh. I think she's like the prettiest person ever. But I see her and I'm like, I don't feel inferior anymore.
Cool.
Because I'm like, you know what? Some people are just like, it's like genetics. Like they just look pretty and that's fine. Like I have different, I probably have things that are better about, like I probably have, how do I say this?
Like strengths or like, you've got things that are specifically to you exactly. that nobody else
So it shouldn't be something that I feel bad about because like maybe she wouldn't be good at making YouTube videos. Like,
right.
I don't know. I just don't think it's something that holds that much power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's just like something that some people have and like I'll have something better than her. She'll have something else better than me. And like everyone has their different strengths. And I think society really values outer beauty, but that is like a society thing and you can learn to like separate.
Yeah, John Mayer tweeted something the other day and he was like, true beauty only exists on the inside. Otherwise, it's just congratulations on your face.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is amazing. I also would love to date John Mayer.
I mean, wouldn't we all?
I know.
He's a little old for me, but like.
He is a bit older now.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, he probably knows how to treat me. Finally.
I mean. Yes.
I mean, yes. Okay, off of John Mayer, which is my least favorite sentence to say. Then we talked a little bit tinily about coming up with new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So since you've been doing YouTube for quite a bit, mm-hmm. like a decent amount of time, how do you continue to come up with ideas that are refreshing and inspiring to you? Or do you like ever have to film a video? Because this happens to me all the time. I'm like, ugh, I don't want to do that. And I'll do something completely different.
I have an ongoing list on my phone, on my notes app of just like videos that I think of randomly.
Mm.
Some of them I think are such good ideas, but I just don't know if it's going to hit with my audience.
Oh.
Because I feel like I'm constantly, it's like in the past 2 years, I've been in this huge transition period.
Cool.
Coming from just solely tutorial-based DIYs, which did really well. I really enjoyed them and people really loved watching them, to now, like, it's all these like personality driven content creators that are doing really well. And I do really enjoy that too, but it's just figuring out that transition into a different kind of way to deliver my content.
Yeah.
So, what was the question?
I'm like, that's so fascinating to me that you think your demographic is growing up with you, or do you think you're starting to get a different audience by kind of like transitioning into what's more natural to you and your personality?
I think it's both. I think a lot of people who used to watch me still watch me because it's been such a gradual transition. It hasn't been like right away I'm switching to this new format. So they're able to grow along with me. But I think with this new content, a more diverse demographic is attracted to my content.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
What do you think the hardest part about doing your job is? Like the whole, is it just the editing time? Is it the thinking of the things? Is it the actual filming? Because especially with sewing, like I've only done two sewing videos. Mm-hmm. Those are tough because first of all, they take forever.
They take a long time.
And then like I was filming everything and that's not smart. And so I think like when I was watching some of your videos, like you would film the parts that are like really important, mm-hmm. or like the befores, the afters, the when things go wrong or whatever. And then you just wouldn't film every single, like, thread, everything, and I would.
No, I did.
Oh, you did?
So it's, like, hours of footage that I have to cut down.
Right.
And so I had an editor for the summer for, like, 2 months. I tried it out, but it was, like, an internship type of thing, so that's over now. Mm-hmm. But so basically I edit all my videos, and it takes me, like, insanely long. Let's say, I don't know, for a thrift flip, maybe like 50 hours. Maybe that's it.
What?
Maybe like 30.
That makes sense. I could so see that.
Like, yeah.
It takes so long.
Yeah.
But they're so fun to watch.
Thanks. I mean, dang. I'm like, they better be.
Yeah. Wow. How do you, since it does take so long, even not just like the thrift flip video in general, mm-hmm. but like over extended periods of time of making videos, mm-hmm. and like churning them out like week after week, how do you stay motivated, or have you ever felt burnout?
All the time.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I had a huge burnout period last fall, and I just stopped uploading for a month. It was kind of sad. Like I left college.
Same.
Like, last May was my last semester.
Ooh.
And then I moved back home. So that was like it's weird living on your own for 2 years and then like,
oh yeah,
living back home. So I kind of was just living in my room every day and I was like, what am I doing? Like, why did I drop out just to do this every day? And so one Saturday I was like, you know what? I don't want to make a video this week. I'm just going to like binge watch all the YouTube videos and Netflix shows and whatever that I want to do. And then I closed my laptop and sat on my bed and I was like, now I can do whatever I want to, except I was like, there's nothing I want to do. Because I felt like without YouTube and without school, like I was just an empty shell of a human.
Right.
Like I didn't have hobbies anymore. Like I didn't know what my interests were. So I kind of had to figure out who I was again.
Cool.
Without YouTube and school.
That's a nice like time to reflect and evolve.
But it was like, it wasn't like happy. It was like sad.
right.
Yeah.
I mean, the best things come out of being sad.
Yes.
Which are suck, but like truly like lessons.
Yeah.
Heartbreak is my favorite teacher. I hate it, but I learn a lot.
Yeah.
Every
time.
There's
highs and there's lows.
There's highs and there's lows. Okay. Now we are rounding out at the last section before we wrap up. So sad. It's called Tip Jar. I have one word suggestions from the internet and we have to give advice, but only in 3 words.
Okay.
So I'll say a word and whatever your piece of advice is, 3 words only. Okay. Travel.
Book tickets early.
That's good. Mine is go with friends.
I've
been on a lot with my sister and family, and it's fine. Yeah.
Family trips are like,
oh my God.
They're just not the best.
It's not.
I love my family, but like.
No, say.
Road trips, oh my gosh. Because we're five people and we perfectly fit in one like family size car.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like not enough room for like 5 hours, you know? Yeah.
It's a lot. What's your go-to travel snack? Like a road trip. What do you have to have?
You know what? Recently, I've been really loving hot rods. Is that what they're called?
Hot rods. Slim Jims?
Long, yeah.
Oh, really? I don't think I've ever had one of those. It's just like a stretched out hot dog, a dehydrated stretched out hot dog. Yeah, they're like
really bad for you.
I'll try it out. I'll give it a shot.
You don't have to.
Okay, thank you.
It's like really, I don't know how someone came up with it. They're like, let's just dehydrate this sausage and like see how it tastes.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess it's like dried fruit.
It's like jerky, I guess.
Oh, I do love jerky.
I do love dried fruit. Oh, I'll change my answer to something cooler. To something more basic. Dried mangoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
Mine is like pure sugar, though.
Totally. Sour cream and onion Pringles are my favorite. That is a Slack notification.
Oh.
I had a Slack notification come up and someone on Twitter was like, or a bunch of people on Twitter was like, when it came up on my computer, everybody that was listening to the podcast at work were like, oh my God, like someone's needing something. So I changed it. So if it ever happened again, people wouldn't freak out. So that was that.
Smart.
Anyway, moving on.
So sour cream and onion.
Oh yeah. The green Pringles. Baby.
I love so salt good. Vinegar.
Salt and vinegar. I could eat sour cream and onion Pringles. Mm-hmm. I think I used to like the, you know, at the very end of the Pringle jar, there's just like those little crumbs.
Yeah.
So once there's enough crumbs to make a, you know, little padding.
A mound
of crumb.
Yeah.
And then I would punch the rest or like, you know, not punch with vigor, but just like, you know, like crush them also to make a bigger mound. And then I'd take a spoon and just eat it like dry cereal. Yeah. You've done that?
I have.
Have you also? This is going to be weird.
I haven't punched it, though. I will eat the crumbs, but.
Oh, with a spoon, though.
Yeah.
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 With the spoon is awesome. Have you ever eaten Jell-O off of a plate with a straw?
No.
Cool. Anyway, so the next one is.
Wait, I need to hear more about this.
My sister and I, when we were kids, we used to like have orange Jell-O. It was always the orange one.
Yeah.
We'd make orange Jell-O and then we would scoop it out onto like paper plates, or it was like these plastic plates that had like a rim that was green and blue, like diagonal stripes. Okay, doesn't matter, but that's the plate. And then we would put the Jell-O on the plate and we'd have little straws and then we would see who could like slurp all of the Jell-O up the fastest. It was like a little game for us.
That actually sounds kind of fun.
Honestly, I would do that today.
I'm like, bring out the Jell-O now.
Yeah. Oh, how fun.
Oh, wow.
Did you ever do like any weird stuff with your siblings?
Yeah. Oh, my older sister used to like, she used to be like the queen and I was like the peasant.
Oh, yeah.
So then she would like walk me around as a, like I was the dog.
Okay.
And then she would make me her like footstool, so I would have to like crouch. It would be like footstool, and then she would just like put her feet on my back.
Command footstool,
yeah.
And then you would go, okay, you oblige with nothing to say.
Yeah,
that's it's so weird with siblings. It's like you have to listen to them.
Yeah,
for some reason, I've done that so much.
Except my little brothers. I feel like boys are different. Like you can't.
I don't have a brother, so I can't speak to this, but I will trust you with whatever you say.
I feel like raising boys versus raising girls is, like, completely different.
Because so many more Band-Aids.
Yeah.
Men.
Yeah.
Boys.
Because, boys. Boys are just, like, when they reach the teenage years, it's just, like, anger all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, physical, too.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, this little lady, like, trying to.
I'm just this like, little stop. Lady footstool.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't try to make him my footstool.
Just wouldn't work.
It just doesn't work.
The next suggestion is thrifting.
Yes.
Three words only. Three words only advice on thrifting.
Be open-minded.
Good one. I'm going to say try on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've wasted a lot of money by just thinking, like, oh, this would fit.
By,
like, not trying it on, and then it doesn't fit.
See, I feel like a lot of people don't try on stuff, and I don't understand that.
You have to.
Yeah.
I try on everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Mm-hmm. I dated a guy and he was like, if it doesn't fit, I'll just take it back. But I want it in this moment, so I'll have it.
Yeah,
but that's more work for yourself.
See, I understand that more with like retail because you can return it.
Yes.
But with thrifting, like you just have it forever.
You just have it forever.
Yeah.
Until you flip it or re-thrift
it. Yeah. Or, yeah.
Okay. The last one is fall. Like, autumn or fall. Three words only on the season of autumn or fall. Could be anything.
I give advice on that?
Sure. Any tip to make a fall good, a fall okay. better, to make fall feel more fall? I think I'm going to say, is it weird to say candles every room?
Because,
like,
good.
You need a candle in every room. But, like, an autumn candle.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say something controversial. Well.
Let's go, Jennifer.
No pumpkin spice.
Oh, that's not controversial. Okay. That's a law. Okay. Good.
Well, in my YouTube community.
Sure.
It's, like, a huge thing to get, like, pumpkin spice lattes.
Which is so crazy because they're so bad.
I hate them.
I posted on my story one time and I was like, I've never tried these with all the hype. Finally tried it. Very bad.
Yeah.
Glad I never tried it. And so many people in my DMs were like, I had people coming out of the woodwork to be like, you didn't get it right. It needs to be the cold brew pumpkin coffee with the something cream. And I'm like, I'm not going to like,
yeah,
I'm
if you're going to have to like add everything in, is it really even pumpkin spice anymore?
Right. It's not good.
It's not. I don't know why it's like so hyped up.
It's really crazy.
Yeah.
It's a cult classic.
Yeah.
For
I'm like,
no
just
reason.
Go eat a pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
It's so much better.
It's so much better. All right. The last question ever to wrap this up. Ever. No questions can be asked after this on the podcast. Is what advice would you give your younger self?
Whoa.
Younger you. So not people listening, but younger you.
Don't be ashamed.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
There was a lot of self. Just like was not a confident person.
Yeah.
Still am working on it.
Same.
But I was like, man, I like hated myself.
With a peace sign, as she says with a peace sign perfectly.
Yeah.
That's so good that it's to be able to say that is something that not a lot of people can say in order to, you know, have a trajectory that it's upward. That's amazing.
Yay!
I feel so wholesome and happy for you.
Thanks.
Okay. Where can people find you on the internet if they want more of you?
If they choose
to. If they so choose it.
If you would like to, you can follow me on YouTube. Actually, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter at Generation DIY with a J.
Yeah!
Because my 15-year-old self was feeling punny.
Yes! I love it. Thank you so much. What about music-wise? Can anyone?
Oh, yes. That is a thing that I do. So I have my latest single is called Talking Loud.
Yeah.
It's out on Spotify and there's a music video. Spotify would be Jennifer Zhang.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She grown up now.
I have like an identity crisis. I'm like, am I Generation DIY or Jennifer Zhang?
Ooh, this is like a whole Miley Cyrus wrecking ball situation.
It is. Or like a Hannah Montana, Miley Stewart type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
We'll figure it out
in
the future.
Can't wait to see the
trajectory.
Yes. I love it. If you guys have a sticky situation or a burning concern, call us at 805-751-9071. If you give us your age, we'll give you quasi-wisdom, except for in this case, I think we did a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Well.
No?
See, I always doubt. I'm like, here's some advice, but like, maybe don't take it.
Yeah. But that's the thing. This is the advice that I would take the advice that we gave today.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I actually enjoy that advice.
Yeah.
I'm like, let me try it out today.
I feel wholesome. All right. Everyone go eat a plate of Jell-O with a straw.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. Yay.
So good.
We did it.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.